So as you look back, what do you reflect on?
That I could have done a lot more, but I rationalize that you can't do everything. Like I think I may have mentioned, if I had the get up and go that my dad had, I could have done a whole lot more because he was going to make it work when everything was against him. I let it work when I had a lot of people helping me. He did not all of it by himself, but he went where there was opportunity. And I was sort of met halfway.
If you were to sing a song, supposing you had a chance to sing your last song, what song would it be?
Ooh. Oh, boy. I don't know. Maybe it would have to be something like, "Thank God and Greyhound, She's Gone."
Why did you pick that one? I was thinking you were going to pick some real tender thing.
It's because you would imagine I would have picked something sensitive that I did do, "Thank God and Greyhound, She's Gone."
Yeah, and that was a hit for you, obviously.
Yes, it was.
Right. You sang gospel songs, too, down through your life. And
like almost every country artist I've ever known started singing in church. And that was my case, that I was the little boy that was called on every Sunday to come up with a new song.
Students, listen to this. Any advice to students, whether they're in music or starting out in life or whatever? Children may be listening to this who went to Roy Clark Elementary School. What would you hand out to them in advice?
Well, that's hard because there's so many things that are possible. My dad said something to me one time. He used to take me and let me listen to the National Symphony Orchestra in Washington, D.C. All the service bands had orchestras, and they would give free concerts. You would think, being from that country that my dad was born in, very rural, that he wouldn't necessarily make it a point to take his son to hear a symphony orchestra. But he said one time, "Don't ever close your ears to the music until your heart hears it." In the back of my mind and in the front of my heart, I've always heeded his suggestion. In other words, it may not be exactly what your first choice would be, but evidently enough people love it or it wouldn't exist. Don't turn your ears off until your heart hears it.
That's pretty good advice. I want to thank you for giving us this time. I appreciate it very, very much because the legacy you've left is very important for the oral history of Oklahoma, and you're definitely an Oklahoman now.
I have been accepted, yes.
Yes, you have. Is there a phrase or two of one of these tender songs that you would end our time together?
For all of the things that it says, and because Mickey Mantle had me sing it at his funeral, it started out as not a joke, but we'd do different golf tournaments together, and you always get up and do an impromptu little show, whoever is there. He started off saying, "I want you to sing that at my funeral." And I'd laugh, he'd laugh. I said, "What makes you think I'm going to be here?" And so every time that we got together, and I have it on videotape, that he says, "Don't forget, you're going to sing 'Yesterday When I Was Young' at my funeral." So it always became part of Mickey Mantle and Roy Clark. I don't claim exclusive rights to it. He asked the doctors when he was very, very ill, "How much time do I have? And don't put me on, tell me." They said, "About 5 days, Mick." He said, "Somebody call Roy." So he never forgot, neither did I.
Did you sing it at his funeral?
Yes, I did. Wasn't the easiest thing. "Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame."
Very good. Thank you, Roy. This was
great,
very
John.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
That was fun. I enjoyed it.